This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
Mr. President and members, I move we adjourn sine die.
And with that, the legislative session ended Thursday. Lawmakers worked to the bitter end of the 6 p.m. deadline to address the two biggest remaining issues, the state's next budget and the future of fantasy sports gaming in Louisiana. The $30 billion state budget fully funds TOPS, increases K-12 funding, gives public school teachers their first pay raise in a decade, and sends more money to early childhood education, children and family services, and the Department of Corrections. In a press conference, Governor John Bel Edwards said the budget makes the right kind of investments for the state.
Finally, we were able to pass a budget that focuses on the things that we want to focus on.
While next year's budget is settled, other significant pieces of legislation failed to gain support this session. An effort to legalize sports betting in Louisiana faced early setbacks, but didn't die until the final minutes. Dying with it was the framework to implement online fantasy sports in the state. Senator Danny Martini hijacked a pair of bills that would have regulated and taxed fantasy sports games, which voters in nearly 50 parishes approved on last year's ballot. That move was unpopular, especially in the House, but Martini kept pushing it.
All I asked him was, can we have a referendum just to see if sports betting is as popular as fantasy sports? And I suggest to you that those results would come back.
Sports betting was eventually stripped from the bills, which cleared the House just in time. But in the Senate, a last-minute protest by Martini delayed a vote, preventing Louisiana residents from playing fantasy sports anytime soon. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.